وأمر عليهم عاصم بن ثابت. عاصم بن ثابت, he is the Amir of this Jamaat. They go in a certain direction, they come to a place, they get surrounded by kuffar. So now Asim bin Sabit radiallahu ta'ala anhu in the Jamaat also was Hazrat Khubayb radiallahu ta'ala anhu and Zayd bin Dasina radiallahu ta'ala anhu wa rajulun akhir. This is how the hadith makes mention. So they come there, Asim bin Sabit says, I'm not going to entrust myself to these disbelievers. So he goes out, he showers arrows, they shower arrows. Then he becomes martyred in this way. So as they're drawing closer now to give up themselves, so the other person, he looks at the situation, he says, no, what the Amir did was right. So what he does, he goes forward as well, he showers arrows, they shower arrows, and after that he is also martyred. But Hazrat Khubayb and Zayd bin Dasina radiallahu ta'ala anhumah, they were captured and taken into custody. So they come to Makkatul Mukarrama, and the Banu Haris tribe, they buy him, they purchase him. So Hazrat Zayd bin Dasina radiallahu ta'ala anhu, Abu Sufyan is standing there, and he says to him, oh Zayd bin Dasina, you are in this position, you are in this problem of yours. Won't you like it that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam be in your shoes and you be in the shoes of Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam? Look at the answer and the jawab he gives. La uhibbu hadha. La uhibbu hadha. I do not love this. I do not wish this. This thought also has not even crossed my mind. A simple thorn pricking Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. I am prepared to lay down my life so that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is not harmed in any way. Abu Sufyan, he looks at this answer. He says that I had seen love. I had seen revering. I had seen cherishing. But I have never seen anyone love, cherish and revere Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam like how Sahaba love and cherish and revere Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. So anyway, Khubayb radiallahu ta'ala anhu is sitting there and he comes to the household people. He asks them that, listen, I need a blade. So they give him a blade and he sits down. And as he's sitting down, the child of that house, he comes and he sits in the lap of Hazrat Khubayb radiallahu ta'ala anhu. So the mother now, her eye falls on this, she becomes worried. The prisoner, he has a razor in her hand. My child is sitting on his lap. What will happen? So he perceives this fear and he says to the mother, أَتَخْشَيْنَا أَنْ أَقْتُلَهُ Do you fear that I am going to kill this young child? This child is innocent. This child is masoom. He has done nothing to me. He has done nothing wrong to me. I will not kill this child. And likewise, she says, the mother says, that I have seen many prisoners come to this house, but I have never seen a prisoner like Khubayb radiallahu ta'ala anhu. The incident is beautiful. They bring Hazrat Khubayb radiallahu ta'ala anhu at the time of execution, and then he sings this couplets, فَقَدْ جَمَّعُوا أَبَنَاءَهُمْ وَنِسَاءَهُمْ قَدْ جُعِلْتُ عَلَى هَذَا الشَّجَرُ. They have gathered the women and they have gathered the children. They are coming to witness me being executed. They are bringing joy to themselves by watching me dying. But wallah, ilallahi ashku du'afi. It is to Allah alone I complain of my feebleness, of my humbleness. He seeks permission to read 2 rakats namaz. They grant him permission. He recites that namaz. He says to them that this a namaz that I was reciting also, I was getting so much of enjoyment, so much of comfort from the salah, but I terminated it quickly so that the fear might not come into your minds that I am prolonging my salah out of the fear of death. This was Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum ajma'in that left this deen for us, that left the legacy of ilm for us, the knowledge of Quran, the knowledge of ahadith of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. To what lengths they went to bring this deen to us. The appreciation, oh my youngster, today you sit and you listen, but in that few minutes with Allah today, make that dua that, Ya Allah, take me on the journey of Anbiya, take me on that spiritual journey to learn the ahadith of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. Oh Allah, grant me the legacy of Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam. إِنَّ الْعُلَمَاءَ وَرَثَةُ الْأَنْبِيَاءِ وَإِنَّ الْأَنْبِيَاءَ لَمْ يُوَرِّثُوا دِنَارًا وَلَا دِرْهَمًا إِنَّمَا وَرَّثُوا الْعِلْمِ. The ulama are the legacy of Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam. The ulama are the legacy of Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam. So take from them, they have left this legacy, become part of the heirs of Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam. Brothers, again, we have these children in front of us.